From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Joining me back at JPR, first time in our new facility, out in support of a brand new record, his 10th, called Are You Open? Seth Walker is here. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I am well. It's good to see you.
Good
how
to
you
see
been?
You too. I'm good. Running Excellent. Around.
Does it seem strange to have 10 records out?
Strange.
That's a lot of stuff.
I don't know if that's the word. It feels great. It feels great. It is hard to believe it's been 10 years. I never would have thunk that when I put my first album out way back in 1997. Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
This time around, you've got a trio. Who's with you today?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Miles Weeks.
Yeah, he has been here before.
Yes, he has. He's been down in the little cave we played last time. I know. Yeah. We don't know how to act in here. It's got so much room.
And there's amazing. A new face at the drums, yeah?
Yeah, Tommy Perkinson on the drums from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about a couple of people that are involved in the creation of this record. One of them, a name that we know quite well, and you have worked with him in the past,
yeah.
Jono Ricks.
Yes.
What has that relationship been like for you?
Oh, man. The beautiful thing about Jono is that he, firstly, his musicianship is huge. But our friendship, you know, and a trust, and that, you know, and finding someone that has both of those things. And then thirdly, someone that is, you know, going into this album, I wanted to try something different. You know, with each album, I try to do something. You know, I don't want to make the same album. How boring each time? How boring is that? So, you know, I talked to John. I was like, hey, man, I was doing these demos at my house just by myself. And I started playing him some of those. And he was really open to trying something new, you know. A lot of these tracks on this album were born from the grooves and stuff first, and then lyrics came afterward, mm-hmm. which is a kind of an opposite way of what I'm usually open to, what I usually work in. And Jono was open for it, and he just, you know, he's just we're partners. Yeah. It's just great.
Seth Walker is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio with a trio. Miles Weeks with him, Tommy Perkinson with him as well. The new record is called Are You Open? Out on Royal Potato Family, SethWalker.com, the place to go online. All right, what are you guys going to play first for us?
We'll do the first track. Let's do No More Will I. This is our first number. It'll be, I guess, one of the first couple tunes I wrote for this album.
It's Seth Walker live on JPR.
Thank you. of only truth. If you were looking for an answer, well, she was living proof that a bird within a cage, oh yes, will always sing, and a hope for us all is in the harmony. And no more will I, no more will I, no more will I turn a blind eye. 'Cause I can't walk away, 'cause it'll haunt me all of my days. No more will I turn a blind eye.
That one is called No More Will I. Seth Walker live here on Jefferson Public Radio. A song from the new record called Are You Open? He's in the studio with Miles Weeks on bass and vocals. Tommy Perkinson at the drums singing as well. A bit of a statement in that song. A little bit more overt of a statement than maybe some of your previous
Absolutely.
Work.
I mean, I've never really written, at least recorded a topical tune like that. But
did it feel cathartic to get it out?
It did. It did.
Or to get it out every single
every
night
time
on tour?
I sing it, it feels good. You know, I was inspired by the great Maya Angelou, who I reference in the tune. And God, so many like her. I just went to the Civil Rights Museum in Greensboro, where I'm from, where Tommy and I are both from. And it was just so powerful and so moving. And there was, I mean, all those guys. Mm.
Your life seems like it's in a constant state of movement. Do you have a heck of a lot of time to just sit and read?
I read a lot on the planes.
Really?
Yeah. And when I'm home, when I'm off the road. I was just reading her autobiography, and good gracious, she's coming from a place, of love and not fear. With all that. Yeah. And that's basically what I was trying to, you know, the channel I was trying to tune into with that tune.
When you were last here, I remember we talked about, I think, your uncle, right? Who had a blues show on the radio.
Yep.
But we didn't talk about your parents. Dad and mom are both musical.
Yes. Yeah. My mother, violinist, Suzuki violinist and teacher her whole life. My father, he's a cellist and violinist and guitarist and pianist and composer and arranger.
So she's more of the classical violin and your dad's kind of Irish fiddle?
He's kind of in the Irish fiddle, yeah. He like the last 10 or 15 years, he's just deep ended into Irish. He loves it. You just give him a Guinness and a...
Can you play?
I can play some cello. I mean, I grew up playing the cello. I grew up playing cello from like age 5 until 16 or so.
So can you switch to upright bass?
Oh, I could putt around. I can just enough to get me in trouble or for my
you
hand
play
to start
a G
hurting,
over and
for
over
my
and
hand
over,
to start
right?
hurting. Yeah, it's a serious instrument.
Well, I would love to hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next for us?
Let's do a tune. It's called All I Need to Know. It's a song I wrote right after my time in Havana. I went to Cuba, I guess about a year and a half ago now. It was just being in the last 5 years in New Orleans, you know, all that Caribbean music is all kind of woven into that New Orleans culture already. So when I went down there, I got some of the pure form of it. And God, those people inspire me, Eric. I mean, just like, you know, they find a way to get it done.
They're kind of musical in a different way, aren't
they? They are, yeah. It's the lifeline.
I can't wait to hear
it. It's called All I Need to Know.
It's Seth Walker live on JPR.
There's something there. Here we are in the dark. No need to speak, no need, 'cause your eyes are telling me all I need to know, all I need, all I need to know.
Little bit of reggae in that one.
Yeah.
From Are You Open? Seth Walker is live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one is called All I Need to Know. Miles Weeks on bass, Tommy Perkinson at the drums today. So was the trip to Havana just vacation, or were you down there playing some gigs, or what was the reason?
I was down there with Ruthie Foster. Have you ever had her on?
She's been in. Yeah, she's
wonderful.
Fantastic singer.
Yeah. Ruthie and I went down on a kind of a musical excursion, like almost like a cruise, you know, people pay and, you know, you go down there and it's all set up and take you on these tours and whatnot. A guy named Eric Nadell, who's the voice of the Texas Rangers baseball team, and he just loves music, and I'm guessing the Cuban MLB connection, you know, he's been going there for, you know, two decades. So he organized the trip, and we went down. Oddly enough, 3 days before we got there, Fidel Castro had died.
Oh, wow.
So it was a really historic time and strange time to be there, but very memorable. And we had some wonderful times there, and all the, just like, there's art and music, just like you said, it's all in them.
You did the painting.
I did
this album cover. I didn't know you were a painter. How long have you been doing that?
Well, let's see. I mean, I always used to, you know, draw when I was a kid. I did end up going to art school after I stopped playing the cello. I was like kicking around sports and playing a little tennis we talked about last time. And so I went to art school at East Carolina for a couple years. And that's where I discovered blues guitar and kind of went down this whole path. But in the last years, actually, since I got back from Havana, I started painting again.
And you using oil or what is it?
That is oil pastel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thank you.
How much time do you have to do it?
not that much, man. I mean, luckily I had, you know, leading up to this release of the album, I had, you know, to work on the album, and then there's maybe a couple months before the, you know, it's all done.
Yeah.
You know, you're waiting to tour.
Right.
I did, you know, some of it then. But it's very cathartic. You know, it's not something that I have to, you know, it's just for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now it's for everybody because you put it on the cover of the record.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, speaking of time, I was looking at your tour routing, and yeah. I'm thankful you had time to drop by here yeah. because this is a really long tour out coinciding with the release of
yeah,
the record.
It is.
You're doing a bunch of dates on the West Coast. You've got like a quick break, and then it's off to Europe.
Yeah. I mean, we were just in the East Coast. We did like a 2-week tour of the East Coast right before we came to the West Coast. And then we do Atlanta and Asheville. And then we even go up to Chicago and Indianapolis, even before we go to Europe. So Europe is not till May 17th. We go to Europe and we'll be there for 3 weeks. So it's good. It's all good.
When was the last time you were there?
I went to Europe last February. So a little over a year ago.
Does it feel different for you playing European crowds versus American bars and clubs and things like that?
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, you know, different cultures, but it's really beautiful because it really is a universal language, isn't it?
Who grooves better?
Oh, come on, man. Louisiana.
It is so good to see you. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Seth Walker is my guest live today here on JPR. The new record just out on Royal Potato Family is called Are You Open? He's got Miles Weeks, Tommy Perkinson with him here in the studio. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
We'll do a tune. It's called Inside, and it was inspired from a painting that I bought and another one I bought in Cuba. It was a picture of a painting of a guy holding an umbrella, and these raindrops were all inside this cat and silhouetted. Mm. And it just struck me. You know, it just doesn't matter how big his umbrella is.
Still getting wet.
He ain't getting out.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's also, you know, it's also a tune about, you know, find that inner peace in there.
This is Seth Walker, live on JPR.
You'll never find shelter, you'll never find your way back home. You'll never find yourself now when you're that far gone, or when you're that far gone. Now you can always pretend that everything's all right. Now you can fool the fool, but who you fooling this time? Who you fooling this time? Oh, when it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining on the inside. Eyes won't dry. Oh, when it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining on the inside. To look within, they say peace will overcome if you would just give in. Give in to love. I think that that's enough. I think that that's enough. Eyes won't dry. Oh, when it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining on the inside. When it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining on the inside. Thank you. Now if you've got a friend in need, if you've got a hand to lend, then take it from me. Things ain't what they seem. Things ain't what they seem. Eyes won't dry. Oh, when it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining on the inside. Tears can't cry, and my umbrella's high. Eyes won't dry. Oh, when it's raining, 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 it's raining.
And Seth Walker and his trio with Miles Weeks, Tommy Perkinson wrapping up today with Inside. The new record is just out on Royal Potato Family. It's called Are You Open? You can find information online at sethwalker.com. Seth, good to see you again. Thanks
you too,
for coming
Eric.
By.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having us, man.